Danny Schaefer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to do a show, man. We have got to do a Fri-Yay show. So we're here, so let's do one. What's happening, my people? It's Q105, home of the $1,000 payoff, coming very, very soon. It is show 833-833. I'm Denny. Mostly sunny, nice today with a high 43. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 38. Sunday, sunny, 38. What the hell? Oh, sorry. Monday, 50. So that ain't bad. We'll just get through the weekend, people. Yesterday was nice, though, don't you think, Susan?
Oh,
and good morning to you.
It was warmer than we anticipated.
It was. It was 48 on my temperature gauge in the vehicle at one point. All right, call or text or play along. Now you can do it. 419-240-1055. Q-Text Man, the First Insurance Group text line. Because remember, I jumped on the song there. I love that song. Take me away
to a place.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious. This is in my doctor's office bathroom. Should I find a new doctor? Yes. He has a toilet, and it's got the block M, the maze M there.
Oh, right, sure.
So
yes.
You pee on the M. Yeah, I would. I would. Screw that guy. I would for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you like them Wolverines from last night, Susan?
Woo! Works for me.
Yeah. That beatdown last night. Wow. Total dismantle. Michigan wins 99-72.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even entertain the possibility of them making it to the Final Four. I mean, I had them losing to North Carolina. That was, and that didn't happen because North Carolina got beat. So we'll see. But I got to stay up Saturday night.
Yeah, that's fine. It's Saturday night.
Yeah, but I have to go to church the next day. It's early.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
You'll be fine.
8:49 it tips off.
Okay.
So, actually, I have a party to go to. My father-in-law's 90th birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
cool.
Yeah, we start that at 3 and we got to be done by, 6.
Oh, it probably will
be. I'm kidding. 5 o'clock. And then it should be done by 8, 9 o'clock. So I should be able to watch most of the game, if not all of it. But I'll record it. But, man, I still can't believe last night. That was so sweet. Way to go, Michigan. All right, 6:08. We got a lot to cover today, Susie.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday night TV, you got to watch that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because it's going to be the forecast is for very stormy at the White House.
Sure.
All right, let's do your national news headlines.
Trump announced possible tariffs on $60 billion worth of Chinese imports. The Dow falling 724 points. The NASDAQ not immune, falling 179.
If they charge us, we charge them the same thing.
Yeah! General McMaster brought a steady and intellectual voice to the president's inner circle, but he also clashed with Mr. Trump on several key policy issues. He's pushed for the U.S. to stay in the Iran nuclear agreement. He opposes the label radical Islamic terrorism. He supports free trade deals with critical allies like South Korea, and he was a strong voice against the racially charged violence in Charlottesville last summer.
John Dowd quit as head of the president's legal team dealing with the Russia investigation, denying reports he felt Mr. Trump was ignoring his advice.
Dutch researchers say the amount of plastic waste floating in the Pacific Ocean is bigger than the combined area of France, Germany, and Spain.
Ugh.
They say they found 80,000 tons of buoyant plastic. That's 16 times more than previously uncovered. Much of the more recent buildup is between California and Hawaii. Yeah.
I got no toleration for any litter bugs, Susie. I don't. I'll fight you. I'll fight you if I see a throw. Hey, open up that blue prize catalog and tell me what we have for our sexy, good-looking, highly intelligent list.
All righty.
Listening audience.
Home and Garden Show tickets for this weekend.
Oh, we got to give those away today. How many pairs?
We have 2 pairs.
All right,
so we'll see about
that. We'll hook somebody up, save you some money.
Yep. Bob Evans. We have our gift card to Bob Evans.
$25 gift cards to Bob. All right, what else?
Walleye tickets next Friday.
All right, anything else?
And a sweet deal.
Oh, yeah, let me give you that.
Deal.
What's the sweet deal today?
9 o'clock, you can log on to our website, Q1055.com. Click on the sweet deals link. Mike's Pizza and More. It's a $50 gift card for $25. They are in Holland, Angola, and McCord.
I've heard good things about that place. Have you been?
I have not been.
How many of those have we got?
Maybe we have one.
Split one.
No, we only have one.
So how much is it? $25?
Yeah, for $50.
No, I mean, what's our card for? Is it a $50 card?
Yeah.
So ours
is $25 if you buy it online.
Right, if you buy it online, but our giveaway is $50 worth of yummy goodness from Mike's Pizza.
Yes.
They have beer?
Mike's Pizza and more.
So does the and more mean beer?
Possibly.
I got to have a beer. At least one beer with a pizza. I just can't, you know, there's just something about it. It's like chips with no dip.
Oh, yeah.
Although today's National Chip Dip
Day. Big day today. Yep.
Yeah, I got to celebrate that later on. It's potato chips and dip, okay?
It can be tortilla chips and salsa.
Nope.
That counts.
Nope.
That's chips.
Says who?
The internets.
Hold on. Let me see what it says here. National Chip Dip Day. And then we're going to do the women's fun fact, Women's History Month.
Tortilla chips and salsa counts, dude.
No, it does not.
Yeah,
I'm throwing a red flag on you.
On which part?
Chips and dip has got to be National Chip Dip Day. Humans have been dipping foods into different sauces for centuries upon centuries, but the one that grabs the tongue worldwide, iconic chip and dip.
Keep reading.
Chip. Potato chips, not tortilla.
Tortilla is a chip. Go ahead. Keep reading.
No, chips and dip is always potato chips.
No.
It is too.
It can be tortilla chips and salsa.
Let's see. Whether you're into sour cream, salsa, spinach, or cheese. No.
Yeah, see?
No. I'm throwing a flag on this. No. I'm throwing a red flag on it. All right. Who is that on the phone interrupting the first break? This better be damn good. Put him on hold, Susie. Put him on hold.
Okay, hold on. Oh, no, Nate. Hold on.
Put him on hold.
Oh, no.
Hello, Nate. You're on the queue. What do you got?
Uh-oh.
This better be
good. Good morning, Mr. Schaefer. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that Mike's Pizza More, they do not have beer. They do not.
The More does not include
beer.
Okay,
that sucks. Then I got to get it to go.
Well, yeah,
right. Sure.
It's kind of a get-it-to-go place.
That'll be all right. I can do that. Do you like their pizza?
I do. It is very good. Very good. It's an old Vito's is what it was, and he took it over, and it's awesome. Good food.
Nice.
All right. Well, maybe you stick around. You might win the $50 certificate for yummy free food from Mike's Pizza and More.
All right.
All right, dude. Thanks for checking in. See you. Bye.
See, he knows.
All right. I'm sorry, Susie. Chips and dip means potato chips and dip. What's your favorite chip dip?
Well, I like that Kroger private selection.
They don't have that anymore.
I know. Why not? And who knows why they don't have it?
All right. Hold on. You know why? Because that regular Kroger brand is as good. It's just as good.
No.
Yes, they're Kroger.
It's
kind of, sour cream and
it's
what?
It's kind of runny. It's too runny.
It's not runny.
It's runny.
No, all you got to do is take a spoon and mix it
no,
up.
No, even mixing it up, it's too. Mm-mm. No, it's not the same.
Well,
Daddy.
Maybe your Kroger sucks. Mine doesn't suck.
No, it's not the same dip. I'm telling you.
I find Kroger chip dip is better than Dean's, better than anybody else.
Yeah, it was, but I like the private selection one.
Well, they don't do it anymore.
I know,
get over
and I
yourself.
Don't know why? Who knows the answer to that? Why not? I bought it all the time.
I have friends.
I'm so mad.
I'll find the answer to that.
Okay, I'll text out my why neighbor. They discontinued that.
My neighbor Jeff, a manager, and my boy Mike Davis, or Bernie the Kroger boy. I know a lot of Kroger people.
All right, get with your people.
All right, here is your weekend or your Friday Women's History Month fun fact. Betty Nesmith Graham was born on this day in 1924. Does that name sound familiar to you?
Maybe.
Not only is she the mom of the Monkees, Michael Nesmith, and if you don't know who the Monkees are, ask your mom or your grandma. She does. She invented liquid paper correction fluid.
Oh,
whiteout.
My gosh.
She invented whiteout, Susan.
I love the whiteout, but we've been out of it here for like months, and it's making me crazy.
But you don't have the liquid whiteout. You got the whiteout tape.
The tape, which
is great. Not the same. I used to love the whiteout for the smell.
Yes.
Oh, I love the smell, which is... Do they even make the whiteout anymore?
Yeah,
I don't think they do.
No, I think you could get
Who
it.
Who uses a typewriter anymore? That kind of typewriter where you would need whiteout.
No,
remember
you can
that?
Do it. You can use it on
Remember when they got the strips and you used to put the strips down in there and you'd hit like F because you got to get rid of the
yes!
F. And it would be gone and be like, oh my gosh, this is so
That's
awesome.
Amazing. Yes.
Anyway,
dude,
we salute you, Betty Nesmith Graham, for inventing something that became near and dear to our hearts. The inventor of whiteout.
Q105 traffic sponsored by Max Auto with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you'll get $1,000 or more for your trade-in.
Let's look at you right now.